Australia's Foreign Minister Maurice Payne will today travel to Bougainville as part of her visit to Papua New Guinea. It comes at a crucial time for the region, with residents set to vote in a referendum in October on whether they want to become independent from PNG. The vote's been plagued by funding delays, and Australia's being asked to contribute $4 million to support it. There are already concerns about whether the outcome of the referendum will be implemented and what influence China may exert. It's one of several key issues in the country, but so far the Foreign Minister hasn't had much to say publicly on any of them. PNG correspondent Natalie Whiting reports.
Just days before Australia's Foreign Minister Maurice Payne arrived in Papua New Guinea, celebrations were being held for Bougainville Day. This year, the event had extra significance as the region prepares for an independence referendum. There was overwhelming support for independence among the Bougainvillians at this event.
I want our province to be independent.
It sets a future pathway for the Bougainvillians, something that we've been longing for.
I believe that they will be better off when they get the independence. Yeah.
Thousands of people died in the Bougainville conflict before a peace agreement, which locked in the referendum, was signed. The planned vote has already been held up by funding delays from the PNG government. Bougainville Referendum Commissioner Robert Igara says things are now on track for it to take place in October, but more money is still needed. Australia has already contributed millions, but the commissioner is hoping it can offer further help.
The government has been in discussions with the Australian government regarding additional funding which would meet the balance of the total funding requirement that we need.
Bougainvillians will have the choice of voting for independence or greater autonomy, but the results aren't binding. The PNG Parliament will have the final say.
The two governments must start talking about the outcome and the consequences, the future political status, now.
Maurice Payne will visit Bougainville today, but she wouldn't be drawn on the possible repercussions of the referendum.
Are there concerns that a pro-independence vote could create a difficult diplomatic situation for Australia?
I'll be having a number of meetings in Bougainville tomorrow and I'm very much looking forward to it.
The Foreign Minister's visit comes at a critical time in Australia's relationship with PNG. There's the rising influence of China and Australia's step up to counter it, the upcoming referendum and ongoing discussions about the processing of asylum seekers. But with so much to discuss, the Foreign Minister has so far had little to say. Manus Island was back in the headlines as she touched down in Port Moresby. There's an apparent disagreement between the two governments about whether security company Paladin should continue its work on the island, and fresh concerns about how that contract was awarded. But the Foreign Minister has rejected suggestions the situation on Manus is affecting the broader PNG relationship.
I think you can see from today the warmth, the depth, the closeness of the relationship between Australia and Papua New Guinea, and I've been very pleased to meet with the Deputy Prime Minister this afternoon. Thank you.
No concerns around the contracts, Minister?
It's still not clear whether Maurice Payne will get a chance to meet with PNG's new Prime Minister, James Morape, while she's in the country. This is Natalie Whiting in Port Moresby for AM.